The bill to appropriate funds to the Department of Human Services Division of Medical Services, under whose domain the private option is administered, failed on a 70-27 vote, with two members not voting and one member voting present.
I do truly believe that this legislation was based on an unfaithful federal partner.
Republican Representative Terry Rice echoed a criticism that many opponents speaking against the bill repeated: mistrust in the federal government and the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. As a result, Rice called the private option bad legislation.
That is the largest expansion of government in Arkansas history.
Disagreement with the federal government's policies resounded in State Representative Nate Bell's speech also, though Bell, who had presented amendments to eliminate all promotion and advertising for the private option and the federal health care exchange in Arkansas, reminded the other members of the confines of this fiscal session.
Just blocking a bill doesn't pass anything. Without a realistic plan from somebody to pass an alternative, we'll be sitting here 45 days from now, pushing buttons and wasting the people's money and listening to rhetoric that doesn't convince anybody.
Bell was the only member to reverse his no vote on the original legislation passed last year into a yes vote for funding the program again, putting into question his amendment's effectiveness on influencing the rest of the body. But supporters of the private option were emphatic that disputes surrounding major issues of policy should not grind the appropriations process to a halt.
Maybe you were opposed to the highway tax that was adopted on the ballot in 2012. We vote for that appropriation routinely.
State Representative John Burris.
The tobacco tax that I opposed in 2009. Part of the Department of Health appropriation. We vote for that appropriation routinely.
I mean, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face.
That's House Speaker Davy Carter talking to reporters after the vote. Carter says he plans for the House to keep bringing up the private option for a vote every day if necessary.
You know, we're not going to let 26 members here or the minority in either chamber to govern this process.
Carter said he's through with negotiating on the private option this session and said he doesn't see the need to address any other side issues as a way of convincing outliers to approve the bill, as happened recently in the case of State Senator Jane English of North Little Rock.
So I would ask what the plan is for, you know, these small minority of members that want to hold everything up.
As House leaders seek five more votes, the Senate is also planning to take up a vote on the health care program for the first time today, with a 3/4 majority now likely in wait. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.